Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to Healthy Living on Radio 3. I'm pleased to welcome Sabrina Rayner as my guest today. Ms. Rayner is an experienced nutritionist whose popular website helps people to live a healthier lifestyle. Just last month, she received the prestigious Novak Award for her contribution to the field. Through her own personal experience, she understands how difficult it is to get rid of old habits and replace them with new ones. That's what she'll be covering today. I hope you will all be inspired by her story.
Number 71. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 72. What did Ms. Rayner do last month? Number 73. What does Ms. Rayner plan to talk about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
This announcement is for all passengers traveling on flight 381 to Chicago. This flight has been delayed and the departure gate has changed. It will now depart from gate 34A at 6:41 p.m. Please speak to the employees here at gate 63B if you need help moving your carry-on suitcases to the new gate. They will assist you. We're very sorry for any inconvenience these changes may cause. By way of apology, we will be offering snacks and beverages in the new gate area.
Number 74. Where is the announcement being made? Number 75. What does the speaker say some employees will do? Number 76. What will be given to listeners as an apology? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. I'd like to use the rest of this meeting to discuss our company's plans to create a new product. Our flavored yogurts are selling well, but we'd like to offer a sugar-free option. I recently conducted an extensive survey, and I was surprised to learn that our customers want to reduce the amount of sugar in their diet. So I think this is a good move for us. The marketing team has suggested 5 possible names for the new product. Please vote on which one you like best using the cards I'm passing around. Number 77. What does the company plan to do? Number 78. What did the speaker recently learn about customers? Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Now that everyone is here, let's get this staff meeting started. To begin, I'd like to examine the performance of our scented hand cream. I've analyzed the results of our sales following our most recent advertising campaign. I wouldn't change a thing. If we keep moving forward at this rate, we are likely to overtake our main competitor soon. I've described the progress in detail in this report. I'll give you each a copy now so that we can discuss this further.
Number 80. What product does the speaker mention? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when he says,
I wouldn't change a thing?
Number 82. What will the speaker do next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement. Hello, everyone. Our company has approved plans to install a new internet system. This will give us a much faster internet speed than before, ultimately helping us all to do our tasks more quickly. The installation will take place this Saturday. It will be quite noisy while the crew is working. This is because they need to drill holes in the wall to feed in the cables. Therefore, for those of you planning to work this weekend, you should not come to the office. Instead, you'll have to check out a laptop from the IT department to use at home. Number 83. What will the business have installed on Saturday? Number 84. What is the purpose of the change? Number 85. What are some employees working this weekend asked to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
As the director of the Viceroy Public Library, it is my pleasure to welcome you to our team. We are pleased that so many people signed up for our volunteer program. To start off, I'll be giving you a tour of our site so you can learn where the various sections are. After that, I'll have you fill out a brief questionnaire so we can find out what kind of tasks you prefer. Now, you'll be getting a great deal of information today. It's a lot to take in all at once on your own, but our staff members are never very far away.
Number 86. Where are the listeners? Number 87. What will the listeners do after the tour? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"Our staff members are never very far away"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following podcast.
Thanks for listening to Heart of the Home, the podcast that tests and reviews the latest kitchen devices and gadgets. To begin, I'd like to make an apology for the problems on my website's checkout page. A lot of you were getting an error message when trying to use the latest discount code. The problem has now been resolved, so please try again. This week, I'm reviewing a handheld blender made by Abril. I love this device so much that I plan to use it at the summer cooking contest that I entered, which will be held next week.
Number 89. What product does the podcast usually review? Number 90. What does the speaker apologize for? Number 91. What will the speaker participate in next week? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Stephen. It's Teresa. I visited the shop you recommended, and I ordered 3 office chairs and 2 desks for our department, which will be delivered on Thursday. They didn't have the file cabinets we wanted, but the sales clerk said they have them at their downtown location. I'd like to check those out in person, but that store closes in about 20 minutes, and I'm still at the shopping center. And as for the meeting tomorrow morning, I don't think we have much time to prepare everything before it. So, to save me some time, could you print the handouts for the meeting?
Number 92. What kinds of goods did the speaker order? Number 93. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"I'm still at the shopping center"?
Number 94. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and weather report.
I have a quick announcement, everyone. We've visited our last site for the day, and now our bus is headed to the hotel. You will have free time the rest of the evening, and we'll meet again tomorrow morning to set out for some of the most popular attractions at this destination. There are several restaurants within walking distance to our hotel. However, you should note that the forecast says there's a 70% chance of rain today. Instead, you might want to stay in. The hotel has excellent room service, and you can just call to place your order and eat in your room. That's what I would suggest doing.
Number 95. What most likely is the speaker's job? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When does the speaker make the announcement? Number 97. What does the speaker recommend doing? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I've called this meeting to give you all a brief overview of our sales performance. Specifically, I'd like to concentrate on Timberlake's hiking boots. These were a very popular item last year, but there was a decline in sales early this year. That's because a number of high-profile outdoor enthusiasts tried the boots and wrote unfavorable reviews about them on social media. Fortunately, we were able to get a famous athlete, Jesse Santos, to endorse the boots. In the same month that happened, we had the best monthly sales figures so far this year.
Number 98. What kind of company does the speaker most likely work for? Number 99. According to the speaker, what caused the sales decrease? Number 100. Look at the graphic. When was an endorsement made?